New York Governor Andrew Cuomo broke state and federal laws when he sexually harassed multiple women. That's according to a report released by New York State Attorney General Letitia James. The report concludes her office's five-month investigation into the allegations of several women who accused Cuomo of sexual harassment and inappropriate behavior at the office and in public.
These 11 women were in a hostile and toxic work environment, and that we should believe women. And that what we have an obligation and a duty to do is to protect women in their workplace. And what this investigation revealed was a disturbing pattern of conduct by the governor of the great state of New York.
Cuomo has denied those claims. A bipartisan group of local, state, and federal elected leaders have renewed calls for his immediate resignation.
You're listening to After All Things, WSHU's daily news update from the Connecticut-New York region.
Coming up, a bank merger that could result in hundreds of layoffs in Connecticut, New Haven's focus on violence prevention, and Nassau's new law to protect police.
I'm Bill Buckner.
And I'm Sabrina Garone. Connecticut Attorney General William Tong says he wants to know why a bank merger could result in hundreds of layoffs after bank leaders told state officials otherwise. WSHU's Davis Donovan reports.
M&T Bank told the Connecticut Department of Labor it expects up to 750 layoffs in its merger with Bridgeport-based People's Bank. Tong says the bank had assured him, state lawmakers, and employees that job losses would be minimal. The banks say actual layoff numbers may be lower, and Bridgeport residents will have a chance to reapply for jobs in the combined bank after the merger.
My concern is there's no guarantee of that. I'd like to see how they're going to make sure that people from Bridgeport get those jobs.
Tong says he's asked the bank for detailed information on its efforts to mitigate job losses and its obligations to corporate responsibility. Last week, Bridgeport Mayor Joe Ganim said the city would pull more than $30 million out of the bank in response to the layoff announcement. Davis Donovan, WSHU News.
New Haven Mayor Justin Ellicker wants to create a Department of Community Resilience to focus on violence prevention. This comes as rates of firearm-related homicides in the city have already outpaced the spike last year. WSHU's Clara Sechrist reports.
The city department would bring together several agencies from police to social services. Ellicker says the city's Community Services Administration would oversee the program.
This department will cover multiple different areas, violence prevention, reentry, housing and homelessness, mental health, and substance use disorder.
The new department still needs the Board of Alders' approval. They have to vote whether to shift $4 million from other departments and take $2 million from federal funding to create it. Claire Sechrist, WSHU News.
A law meant to protect Nassau police against hate crimes causes some controversy. More on that after headlines and a message from After All Things supporter.
Support for After All Things comes from Hartford HealthCare. More COVID vaccine answers at hartfordhealthcare.org/vaccine or 833-621-0600.
Suffolk County has been elevated to high risk due to its increase in cases of the contagious Delta variant of COVID-19. It joins Nassau County in receiving the highest warning issued by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The CDC considers all of Connecticut counties now to be at substantial risk.
Suffolk County will invest $100 million over the next decade to preserve farms on Long Island that are at risk of closing. The county would purchase the development rights to keep land in agricultural use. Farmers would keep ownership of the land itself and become eligible for certain grants. County Executive Steve Ballone says overdevelopment and crops devastated by climate change have made it hard for some farms to stay open. Agriculture generates over $226 million in sales in Suffolk County. Connecticut's Department of Labor says that as many as 200,000 low-wage workers will see an increase of minimum wage of $13 per hour this month. This is part of the multi-phase state law that saw minimum wage rise from $10.10 an hour to $15 an hour by 2030. The Connecticut Food Association says this wage increase could motivate people to come back to work. The industry reports a worker shortage during the pandemic. Nassau County lawmakers approved legislation late last night that gives sweeping ability to sue those who harass police and other first responders. WSHU's Charles Lane has details.
The bill says anyone who assaults, menaces, or harasses a first responder can be penalized up to $50,000 plus potential civil jury awards. It borrows language from New York's penal law, which defines harassment as to, quote, alarm or seriously annoy a person. The bill adds that if the first responder is in uniform, there is a, quote, irrebuttable presumption that that person was targeted because of their profession. This goes beyond the threshold of hate crime statutes, which requires proof of intent. During public testimony, opponents say the bill was designed to retaliate against anyone who criticizes police and was an insult to the people who frequently are discriminated against. Frederick Burrington is a civil rights lawyer.
You want to bankrupt somebody and shut them down? That's one way of doing it. People are going to be afraid to speak their mind.
The bill gives police more latitude to sue for discrimination than afforded to transgender people who are not included in the county's human rights laws. Nassau's politically powerful police union supported the bill, saying they shouldn't face discrimination because of their profession. Joshua Lafazan, the bill's author, faced withering criticism for bowing to police unions during an election year. He defended the proposal, saying this merely adds a civil component to current criminal laws.
Moreover, the crimes of harassment and menacing have been on the books for a long time, yet we have not seen them used to suppress freedom of speech like the critics of this bill allege.
In a statement, Nassau County Executive Laura Kern said that she will seek the advice of New York Attorney General Letitia James. Charles Lane, WSHU News.
For the latest news from Long Island and Connecticut, you can listen on the radio or online at WSHU.org.
And as always, you can send us your thoughts and story ideas to news@WSHU.org. After All Things is supported by Hartford Healthcare.
I'm Bill Buckner.
And I'm Sabrina Garone. We'll be back tomorrow.